From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas has until this fall to rewrite a wide-ranging education plan under the new federal law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. That replaces the Bush era's No Child Left Behind, and the law shifts toward state control in education. It moves away from standardized tests. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has details on Arkansas's draft plan.
The new federal law allows more local decision-making in a few ways not possible under No Child Left Behind, and standardized tests will no longer make up the majority of a school's score. Denise Arola, director of the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville's Office of Innovation, is an advisor on the plan. She says the state will weigh students' improvement as heavily as their actual scores. New quality measures, like chronic absenteeism, will count too.
So how are these kids growing over time? But also looking at that snapshot, how are these students doing right now? Putting those two pieces together and intentionally weighting the growth over the achievement, because again, we want to incentivize. We want you to really focus on what matters most for learning.
High school graduation rates and the success of English language learners will be considered, and scores will be broken down by demographic. Schools with pockets of low-performing students will have 3 years to improve on their own before the district and then the state get involved.
You're going to have this set of information that comes together to give us an overall school performance rating. That's how we're going to understand schools that are really struggling or student groups within schools that are really struggling.
Another shift is with how the state will score teachers. Under No Child Left Behind, educators were notoriously graded based on their students' test scores. That's no longer required. Under the new law, Arkansas would hold off on evaluating teachers for their first 4 years. The department says a lot of stressed-out new teachers quit after 3 years. The state's 2016 Teacher of the Year, Megan Abels, says teachers will also have new incentives to stay in the field, like higher status for teachers that get extra training.
These will be opportunities that will be licensed, to go on your license. So that's so exciting that teachers are going to have a ladder just like all other professions. So we're really going to keep and retain those teachers.
The department is taking comments from stakeholders on its website through the end of the month. A final plan will be submitted to the U.S. Department of Education in the fall. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.